All right, how do you increase your prices or do a price increase for all your gym members who've been with you a long time? All right, this is a great, great question. It's super important and I really urge you, do not overlook this. The fact is, most fit pros I've worked with, including me, when I started, I undercharged for my services. We undercharge for a few reasons. Let's talk about that quickly first, because it's really important. Why do so many fit pros undercharge? Well, number one, it's definitely a lack of confidence, a lack of experience. We feel that we need to have 100 testimonial pictures, or we need to have 10 years experience, or some XYZ certification before we're allowed to charge more money. That's definitely a mindset issue, first of all. But the second reason, probably a bit more common, why fit pros undercharge is because when we start out, generally, we have lower costs. So in my case, when I started off my fitness bootcamp 12 years ago, it was 12 years ago this week, here in March right now, March 2023 marks 12 years since I opened my first fitness bootcamp and went into business for myself. And I was severely undercharging. So I would charge around something like £59 a month for an outdoor bootcamp. I'd have groups of 15 to 20. And the reason I undercharged so much is, yeah, probably I'll admit a little bit of the mindset thing that I just talked about, because it was my first time in business. I didn't know how the market was going to react. So I just thought it was easier to go lower and I could increase my prices over time, which I did. But the main reason I went lower is because when I started out, like many of you, our costs were way lower. I didn't have much rent. I was doing it outdoors. I hadn't invested big money into a facility or anything like that. So I didn't have big costs I had to recoup. I didn't have any investment. So I had no investors I had to pay back, no loans to pay back. And you also think about the fact that because it's just the only cost, at least for payroll, is going to be yourself. We set our prices based on how much money we personally need to make. So we think, hey, you know, this is my fitness business. I would love to make 5K a month. So if I get, you know, X number of clients paying me this much, I can get to 5K a month. The problem with that, though, long term, is that that's basically a job. You're replacing an income. And that's fine. But what happens is once we get to 100 clients, then we realize this is a job we can't do on our own and we need to hire some help. And maybe your goals change and then you want more freedom, or you've got a good marketing system and you want to keep running it, but you can't get to 200 members because you're stuck doing all the work. And then you find yourself down the road in this catch 22. Maybe you're there right now where you grew quickly in the beginning. You got a lot of members because you charged so low. It was great for a few months because you were making good money. Maybe you were taking home more money than you'd ever made before. But then as the bootcamp continued to grow, you then realized you're getting a bit burned out. You need some help, or you would need to take on coaches if you were to continue the marketing and make more money. Or maybe you decide you now want to move into a facility or upgrade a facility. Either way, costs go up. If you're in the UK or Canada, you also have VAT or GST tax, which is added on once you cross an income threshold. So in the UK, when you pass, 80,000 a year in revenue, then you're taxed an additional 20% sales tax. So that is an additional 20% cost to your business that wasn't factored in the beginning. So what happens is, like I said, we charge low, we get a load of customers in, it's nice in the beginning, but then if you keep growing, you need more people, you need a bigger facility, you pay more taxes, your costs go up, but you don't have enough profit to pay for those costs because you didn't charge enough money. And you can look at different ways to make money. You can look at adding supplements. You can offer some more PT. You can try and go online. You can try and sell ebooks. These are all the things I did, by the way. But all these things were an attempt to avoid the obvious. I need to put my prices up. My client base is supporting me, but at the same time, it's killing me. And we all look for all these crazy ways around the problem. But I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you as a 36-year-old now, quote, old man in this business after 20 locations, just charge more. Okay, and here is how we're gonna do that. So that's kind of why, where the problem starts from and why you need to increase your rates. Because look, if you've got a bootcamp or a facility that maybe has capacity for about 200 to 300 members when it's full, and you're currently at 50 to 100 members, but you've undercharged, you're setting yourself up for huge problems down the road. Because your costs will keep increasing and you'll never be able to make profit. And then you'll be stuck in that business forever, never able to hire staff. So your life is going to become miserable. This is a big problem with a lot of the clients, the fit pros that work with me one-to-one, is where they usually get to. They've run ads, they've hired a marketing company, they do good work with marketing and sales, and they've got 50 to 100 members, but they've undercharged, and now they're in the shit. So they ask me, what do I need to do? And I tell them, most of the time, you probably need to increase your rates for all the members. How do we do that? Okay, so here's the easiest way to do this. And this is going to work better for you the more members you have that are underpaying. And by let's define underpaying. So if you're in the UK, in most towns and cities around the UK, I would say that the average minimum price you should be charging for a large group service, whether you're outdoor bootcamp or indoor, if you're outdoor bootcamp, you should be looking at a minimum £75-80 a month per member. If you're indoors with an indoor facility, you should be looking at a minimum £100 a month. In the US, that's closer to $150 to $200 a month for large group training. Anything that's above 12 to 15 people. If you're doing small groups, semi-private, which I would class as maybe 10, 12 people or less per group, you want to be charging in the UK a minimum of $199. In the US, probably a minimum of $299 to $349 per month on average. So if you're below those rates, you're undercharging. Like I said, I was doing an outdoor bootcamp and I was charging about $59 a month, which is extremely low cost when I should have really been at about $80 to $90 a month. So it's 40% undercharging. That's 40% less profit that I could use to take nice bonuses or even to reinvest in growing the company. So what do you do at this point? First of all, I would say that virtually any of you listening to this could easily increase your rates by 5% immediately. 5%. If you're giving good service, if you have happy, loyal customers, consider putting your fees up 5% for everybody. So if you're charging $100 a month right now, you will put it up to $105. Nobody is going to bat an eyelid about that. Okay, so how you do this, I would give your members some notice, maybe let them know 60 to 90 days in advance, just out of courtesy and respect, and let them know there's going to be a price increase, and then justify it by letting them know, you know, how your costs are increasing, but don't put it across to them like a victim, like my costs are increasing, so I need to charge you more money now. But your costs increasing should actually be ways you're adding more value to them. So the costs you're spending more on should be you investing in more things that actually give a better service. So maybe you've increased your rates because you're hiring more trainers, which means you can put on more flexible time slots. Maybe you're investing more into yourself or your coach's professional education, which means they can get better results or better coaching tips. Maybe you're adding in features like a once-a-week check-in call, which takes time, or measurements, for example. All these things cost us money. Your goal is to have a very small incremental cost, ideally a cost maybe that you just pay once. For example, maybe you bring in MyZone belts for a more fun experience. Now, MyZone is something that you would pay one-off to get installed, but you want those kind of things where you pay a one-off fee to install them, but your customers get to use them ongoing, meaning your customers pay you more money every month, even though you had a one-time cost. kind of like governments do with building a toll bridge. They pay once to build the toll bridge, you know, $10 million, but then they'll charge every driver a tax for going over that bridge for the next 50 years and make way more than $10 million back. So that's the setup that you want. So again, think about that. Every increased cost in your business, or maybe you've put a lot of costs in your business over the last couple of years, but you haven't yet adjusted your prices to factor that. So your price increase could actually be slightly retrospective. So you could let people know, hey, over the last 6 months, as you know, we've added this, we've added this, we've added more time slots, we've got better equipment, we've introduced MyZone, we give you extra calls, we give you mindset content, whatever it is you've done. If you've done more, this is going to be easier for you. If you're not doing anything much right now, you'll need to find new ways to add value. But you could say, hey, over the last 6 months, you've noticed we've done all this stuff, and you know, we've just realized that we're undercharging for what we deliver compared to other options. So we just need to bring in a very small, you know, we've worked out, we can do a very, very minimal 5% increase and kind of protect our company and keep offering you this high level premium service. And we're gonna, just to give you guys time to adjust or to answer any questions, we'll be bringing this into effect in 90 days time. So the next two billings you get will be the same. After that, it'll be 105. No one is going to bat an eyelid, guys. If you're giving great service, then the chances are your members believe you're undercharging anyway. They know they're getting a steal. If you're putting prices up like 20% or something, then, you know, that would be disruptive. But 5% is nothing. And so you want to, if you're charging under £100 for a large group training or under 150, 199 in the US, you need to move your pricing up like this as soon as you can to that point. Now, the question I get from FitPros about this increase is, what if people don't like it? What if people leave? Well, let's look at that. It's a valid question. But in my experience doing this with several gyms over and over and doing it myself in my bootcamp, I can tell you guys, if you had 100 members right now paying 100 a month, and you then increase the rates with a 90-day period to get used to it, or you add more value in that 90 days, and it goes up to 105. At the worst case, let's say 5% of your members have an issue with it. 5 out of 100 people say, whoa, I'm not sure about this. That's not gonna happen, but let's say it does. Worst case scenario, 5 members are literally on the brink of quitting over having to pay £5 more or having to pay £1.20 a week extra, right? So if that was the case, first of all, if the worst happened and 5% of your members left, what would happen then? If you think about it, you'd lose $500 a month in recurring revenue, sure, but you now have 95 members paying £5 a month extra. So, which comes to just under £500 anyway. So actually, the 5 people who left, that recurring revenue is immediately replaced by the existing customers who are all chipping in a little bit more. And if you think about it, it really gets more profitable for you because you're now making the same amount of money, but you're working with less customers. That means it's more efficient for you. If you can make the same amount of money but serve fewer customers to do it, then your costs go down. You know there's fewer labor hours you need, lower cost of goods, things like that. Think about it. If you could make the same money with half the customers you have, that would be a much more profitable freedom-based business, wouldn't it? So that's the worst case. If 5 or 10 people left, then the money made by the staying people, the vast majority, would more than compensate it. Plus, you would now be left with 5 open vacant spaces that 5 new people would come into. If you're doing your marketing, you should be growing by at least 5 members a month regardless. So within a month, you would have at least another 5 people join at 105 a month because they've known no different. And then you're back up making an extra £500 a month recurring. and the £500 extra from all the old customers paying you more. So you're up £1,000 a month recurring revenue already. So there's literally no downside to this, guys. That is how you do it. That's kind of why we undercharge. I've shown you the long-term problems. We don't see the effects in the beginning, but as time goes on, especially the more successful you get, the more clients that come in, which if you're great at what you do, you get great results and referrals, you're going to become a victim of your own success if you keep undercharging. So you need to do this if you want to grow and expand your company, if you want a business that works for you, so you can take more time off, you can put systems in place, you can put people in place to work for you, or you want to grow to multiple locations like we have, you need to charge a premium rate. Otherwise, it's all going to come crashing down before it gets started. Let me know if this helps or if you have any other questions about this. Or maybe let me know your experience. Have you done a price increase like this in the past? How did you go about it? Was it effective or did you maybe make some blunders? And what happened? Let me know in the comments or get in touch on Instagram. You can get the link in the description below. I'd love to chat to you there and hear your feedback if you're a listener to the podcast and it's helped you in any way. Please reach out, say hi. I'm not going to hard sell you anything. Just reach out, connect with me. I love to hear from people who've listened to this stuff and see if it's helped you or if you have any additional questions. I'll be happy to help you out and point you in the right direction.